Terengeru Guaro.
A long time ago, we used to preach 2 hours plus on a wedding.
Kare ko taiparidza maawa maviri kana kupfuurira pamuchato.
And we'll go into all the deep and dark mysteries to make sure that our relatives must know what we believe.
Tichiparidza zvakadzika nezvakadzama zvemharidzo ino tichida kuonesa kuti hama dzedu neshamwari vazvibatawo.
We'll connect all the trumpets and the seven thunders and the seven seals from the church ages and go to the squirrels and
tichibatanidza hwamanda zvisimbiso mazera manomwe makereke tozoenda pakusikwa kwetsindi.
Yeah, so we had a lot of zeal then.
Taive neshungu yakawanda ipapo.
Amen. But you see, if you want somebody to want some more, just give them a little taste.
Asi kana uchida kuti munhu azoda zvinhu zvauinazvo ingomuravidza zvishoma.
Amen. So this morning is a little taste I'm going to give you.
Saka mangwanana ano ndiri kungokupai kuravidza kushoma.
Amen.
Amen.
So with that, we'd like to open the book of Genesis.
Naizvozvo tizarure bhuku ra Genesis.
In chapter 24.
Chapter 24.
I'd like to read just a few verses from verse 56.
Chaverenga mavhesi mashoma kutangira paverse 56.
This is the story where Rebecca was found to be bride to Isaac.
Indiyo rungano rwa Rebecca paaka wanikwa kuti azove mwenga wa Isaac.
There are two important aspects, or three rather, in this story.
Pane zvinhu zviviri kana zvitatu zvakakosha murungano rwatiri kuverenga.
The first one was how Eliezer managed to identify Rebecca.
Chekutanga ndechekuti Eliezer akazokwanisa sei kuziva Rebecca.
And the second portion is what we're going to read now.
Chimwe chikamu chechipiri ndochataka kuverenga iye zvino.
And the final other aspect is the last verse.
Chekupedzisira chacho ndochikamu chekupedzisira paverse ratichaverenga pekupedzisira.
Where Rebecca herself was able to identify Isaac.
Apo Rebecca pachake akakwanisa kucherechedza Isaac.
And the union came about.
Ndobva vazobatanidzwa.
Amen.
Amen.
So from verse 56 I'm going to read.
Saka ndichatanga kuverenga pandima 56.
And he said unto them, hinder me not, seeing the Lord hath prospered my way. Send me away that I may go to my master.
Asi iye wakati kwavari, musandidzora henyu. Jehovha zvaandifambisa zvakanaka parwendo rwangu. Regai ndiende kuna tenzi wangu.
And they said, we'll call the damsel and inquire at her mouth.
Ivo vakati, ngatidanei musikana, tinzwe mumuromo wake.
And they called Rebecca and said unto her, wilt thou go with this man? And she said, I will go.
Vakadana Rebecca vakati kwaari, uchaenda here nemurume uyu? Akati, ndichaenda.
And they sent away Rebecca, their sister, and her nurse, and Abraham's servants, and his men.
Ipapo vakatendera Rebecca, hanzvadzi yavo, nomureri wake, kuti vaende nemuranda waAbrahama navanhu vake.
Amen.
Amen.
May the Lord add blessing to the reading of his word. May be seated.
Ishe vawedzere maropafadzo pakuronga kweshoko ravo, mugare zvenyu pasi.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to speak for a few minutes this morning.
Ndichataura kwemaminitsi mashoma mangwanani ano.
From the scripture that we have just read.
Kubva parugwaro rwataverenga.
I want to give it a small title.
Ndida kupa musoro mudiki.
Of the power of yes.
Pamusoro wekuti simba rekuti hongu.
Amen.
Amen.
The power of yes.
Simba rekuti hongu.
Praise the Lord.
Tinorumbidza Mwari.
So the first portion that I was talking about,
saka chikamu chekutanga chanda ndichitaura pamusoro pacho,
was was the servant himself in the full picture.
Ndiye muranda pachake tichimuona munyaya iyi.
Amen.
Amen.
Before everybody else got in the picture, but it was the servant.
Vamwe vose vasati vapinda munyaya iyi asi akanga angori muranda ari ega.
Remember that this servant was not just one of the servants of Abraham.
Rangerera zvakare kuti muranda uyu anga asingoriwo muranda wemazuva ese vamwe vese vaAbraham.
But this man, Eliezer, the Bible says he's from Damascus.
Asimurume uyu Eliezer, Bible rinoti aibva kuDamasiko.
And Abraham came through Damascus on his way from Ur of the Chaldeans as he was going to Canaan.
Abraham akapfuura nekuDamasiko ari murwendo achibva kuUre reKaradhea akananga kunyika yechipikiro.
I believe when Abraham saw this man, he liked him.
Ndotenda Abraham paakawana murume uyu akamufarira.
He saw the faithfulness that was in this young man.
Akaona kutendeseka kwaive murume uyu.
I want to believe that at that time Eliezer still had a full head.
Ndoda kutenda kuti panguva iyoyo Eliezer akanga asati ane mhanza aine vhudzi rake rese.
Because he was still a young man.
Nekuti anga achiri mujaya wechidiki.
Amen.
Amen.
And this man, by this time in chapter 24, he had a lot of experience and knowledge of his master.
Zvino Eliezer panguva yataverenga parugwaro akanga ane kuziva zviitiko zvakawanda pamusoro peupenyu hwatenzi vake.
His ins, his outs, the heights of joy, the depths of sorrows that Abraham had in his life.
Zvavaifarira nezvavaisafarira, zvinhu zvaivafadza muupenyu hwavo nekumbodererawo achiona zvese zveupenyu hwavo.
No doubt many other servants who were with Abraham could have gone away when Abraham got cross in a few things.
Hapana kupokana kuti pamwe vamwe varandawo zvavo vaAbraham vaigona kunge vaienda kure kana Abraham akaderera.
Just like many people go to church and they maybe follow the message for a few years and when they get into trouble they disappear.
Sezvinongoita vanhu vakawanda vanongoteera mharidzo kwemakore mashoma kana vangowana chavagumbutsa vobva vabuda voenda.
This is what happens with disappointments many times.
Ndozvinoitika kana munhu akaodzwa moyo nguva dzakawanda.
Amen.
Amen.
But Abraham liked this boy because he stuck with him through and through.
Abraham aifarira mukomana uyu nekuti akatanga naye zvinhu munzira murwendo rwose.
Until he was made a chief servant of all the servants in the home.
Kusvikira akaitwa muranda mukuru pavaranda vose vaAbraham.
Abraham trusted him.
Abraham aivimba naye
with everything.
Nezvose.
He was made the lord over his whole household.
Akaitwa ishe pamusoro pepfuma yose Abraham.
Until his decisions meant a lot to Abraham.
Kusvikira sarudzo dzaitwa naEriezer dzaireva zvakanyanya kuna Abraham.
Amen.
Amen.
You also know in your own life.
Iwe unotozivawo muupenyu hwako.
The kind of people that you can send for certain errands.
Nando dzevanhu dzaunogona kutuma dzimwe nyaya.
There are certain people that you don't send for certain other important errands.
Pane vamwe vanhu vanoziva kuti iyi nyaya iyi handitume nhingi uyu.
Because you're not very sure what they're going to do there.
Nekuti hausi kunyatsogutsikana nezvavanozoitawo vatuma.
Especially this particular case.
Zvikuru sei kana tasvika panyaya yakafanana neyekuroora iyi.
You don't just send anybody.
Haungotuma munhu wese wese.
Neither do you trust anybody.
Kana kungovimba nemunhu wese wese.
Amen.
Amen.
Because you think maybe now that I'm sending Eliezer, is he not going to get his wife there?
Saka unotanga kufunga kuti zvino ndakutuma Eliezer haasi kuzonozviwanira wake mukadzi ikoko.
But Eliezer was he knew what he wanted to do.
Asi Eliezer ainyatsoziva zvaangatumwa kunzi aite.
He knew the commission that Abraham gave him.
Anga aziva kutumwa kwaangapiwa naAbraham.
And he accepted with a real vow that Abraham knew that this man has made a real vow.
Akagamuchira kutumwa uko nemhiko yakatozikana naAbraham kuti murume achamira nemhiko yake.
He's going to take my commands right to the dot.
Achaita zvose zvandamurayira kusvika pekupedzisira.
Amen.
Amen.
And Eliezer went.
Eliezer akasumuka kuenda.
Amen. I believe you all know the story of Eliezer.
Ndotenda mose munoziva rungano rwaEliezer.
When he got into the area.
Paakasvika kunzvimbo iya.
He was not knocking door to door.
Haana kufamba padzimba dzose achigogodza.
And looking into the faces of all the ladies.
Achitarisa zviso zvemhandara dzose.
Hoping to find one that will suit Isaac.
Mumwe anoenderana naIsaac.
Amen.
Amen.
So he was not doing it by Facebook.
Haana kuzviita neFacebook.
face to face.
Achitsvaga achitarisa zviso.
He didn't do that. But many young people today, they're satisfied with Facebook.
Asi vakomana vakawanda vemazuva ano vari kugutsikana nekutsvaga vasikana pe Facebook.
But Eliezer did not do that.
Asi Eliezer haana kudaro.
One thing that he knew.
Chimwe chinhu chaaiziva.
All the young ladies in town, they all come to the well.
Vasikana vose vemuguta vanouya kutsime.
Amen.
Amen.
To fetch water.
Kuzochera mvura.
He also knew the time.
Aitozivonguwa.
Or the day when the ladies will come to the water. To fetch the water. And that is the time he went there. But when you got there, he also did not wait there to check the faces too. Amen.
Amen.
He gave a test. And on this test, he had to pray first. Amen. So that whoever will come into this requirement, then I know that is the one. It was done by prayer, remember? Amen.
Amen.
And God confirmed it. So he prayed, and God answered the prayer. Hey, I'm seeing Brother Jeremiah. Although from Dubai also. God bless you, my brother. Yeah, I heard you were coming, so.
All
right. Welcome back home. Praise the Lord. Okay. But he knelt down and he prayed. Lord, I'm here by the well. Amen. I do not know the one that you predestinated for my master's son.
And this wamakafono temera kuti ave mudzimai wemwana komana watenzi wangu.
Amen. Many of the ladies are coming. They're going to see me seated here.
Zakawanda, ndakagara pano.
But let there be one who, when he looks at me,
uyo kuti kana anditarisa,
they are going to give me water to drink.
Vachandipa mvura yekunwa.
And after they give me water to drink,
mushure mekunge andipa inwi mvura
yekunwa, I'm not going to ask them any further request.
Andisi kuzova kumbira chimwe chinhu
pamberi. On her own,
asi iye pachake,
she's going to ask, can I also give water to your camel? Amen.
Amen.
Says, when I see that, I know that's the one. Amen.
Amen.
So we don't doubt many other ladies came. They looked at him, they just said, bye-bye. And they carried on with their normal work. But here comes this one, Rebecca. Amen.
Amen.
She just came straight according to the prayer of Eliezer. Amen.
Amen.
And Eliezer knew very well that this is the woman. So when he knew that this was the woman, he was not worried about what was going to happen after. Because he knew once God answers, he's going to take care of the rest. Amen.
Amen.
How many of you believe what predestination would mean to you? You marry by predestination. Amen. Because all your life problems and joys, they all lie in predestination. Amen.
Amen.
So there's nothing for a Christian that happens for nothing. You must know that God is right in my program. Good or bad.
Amen.
Amen. Whether you like it, whether it comes not the way you want it, but you must know that God is in my program. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So he knows the husband that is supposed to be for you. Amen.
Amen.
He also knows the wife that's supposed to be for you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The other time we were at this other anniversary.
Anniversary.
Amen. And we spoke about adjustment.
kushandura zvinhu.
When you grow fatter, you must adjust your belt.
Kana uchinge watanga kufuta, unofanira kuchinja bhandi.
When you drop in weight, you must also adjust.
Kana ukatanga kuondoroka, unofanira kuchinja futi paunoisa bhandi.
There are a lot of adjustments in our homes.
Pane kushandura kwakawanda kunofanira kuitika mudzimba.
The way you were smiling when you're still single is not the same, maybe, with the way you are smiling now. Maybe when you were young, you had to make sure the whole mouth is open because all the teeth are full up and everybody is happy with the way you
smile.
Now you've got a few gaps. Maybe you smile one side. Or you smile with your hand covered. But God knows the one who be still happy with you when you've got few teeth left. This is what predestination is all about. God knows the one that is going to stick with you when you've got no job.
Amen.
Amen. Because some of them, when you are chased away from job, it means she's also being chased away from your house. So God knows the one that is going to stick with you. Is that right? Because this life is long, remember. Marriage life is not just for 2 days. It's different from clothes. You change them. Or you can give them to somebody. But you don't do that to your wife. You change your sofas. You even change the house you are staying in. We are all full of changes every time. But this is one aspect. Marriage.
Muchato.
Where the issue of change is not even spoken of. It's also an issue where there's no best before.
Inyayo yekuti hapana kunzi mudzimai kana murume apa anenge a expire.
So marriage is no expiry date.
Saka muchato hauna zuva rekunzi wa expire.
This is a special institution.
Ichi chinhu chakagadzwa chakakosha.
Different from all other institutions that you know of.
Zvakatosiyana nedzimwe mapoka nezvimwe zvakagadzwa zvamunoziva.
When you want to be a medical doctor,
kana ukada kuva iwe chiremba anorapa vanhu,
they will give you the certificate when you finish everything.
Vanokupa tsamba yako yekuti wachiremba kana wapedza kuchikoro.
You are doing engineering, they give you the certificate after.
Kana uchiita engineering,
whatever you are studying,
chero chauri kudzidza,
they give it to you after.
Uno graduate wapedza.
But with marriage,
asine muchato,
on the very wedding day,
musi wamuri kutotanga muchichata,
that's when they give you this certificate. Amen.
Amen.
Do you see how different it is? Amen.
Amen.
Because
Nekuti,
this is the only institution which is allowed for you to do on the job training. You don't train after, but the moment you get wedded, that's the time you start your OJT.
Musiwa unongo chata, ndo musiwa unobva watotanga kudzidza basa racho.
This is why it is special.
Ndo saka muchato wakakosha.
Amen.
Amen.
So we appreciate God.
Saka tinotenda Mwari.
Because He knows our tomorrow.
Nekuti vanoziva remangwana redu.
But the good thing is He will never tell you about your tomorrow.
Asi chakanaka chacho ndechekuti havafe vakakuratidza remangwana racho.
He will hide everything. He will just show you the first steps only. Suppose you find this young man and this young man wants to marry you. And this young man, whenever he sees you, he's smiling, he buys you chocolate and Nando's and whatever you want to eat.
Mujaya upese pamuno sangana ano kutengera machokolate achikuende sakunandoza achikuitira zvezvakanaka.
And you can't even sleep at home.
Uri kutotadza kurara kumba uchimufunga.
Suppose God comes to you at that time.
Timboti Mwari anoya kwauri panguva yakadaro.
And he says after 5 years.
Kwapera makore mashanu.
This guy is going to beat you up.
Mukomana uyu achazokurova.
After 2 years.
Kwapera makore maviri.
He's going to send you home.
Achakudzorera kumba kwenyu.
Then you're going to be there for 2 years.
Uchangogara kwa makore maviri.
He will bring you back.
Okudzora kuabereki.
He will pay a few more cows for to the in-laws for saying sorry.
Wobhadhara dzimwe mombe dzekuti ndaramba mwana wenyu ndiregererewo nemombe idzi.
And he tells you the whole story from beginning to end.
Mwari wokuratidza zvese zvichaitika kubva pamavambo kusvika pekupedzisira.
Brother, you are going to have a lot of time to really consider whether you must go or not.
Uchava nenguva yakawanda yekufungisisa kuti ndororwa here kana kuti ndoregera.
Because if this was the case, I think we're going to be having a lot of old bachelors here.
Dai zvanga zvakadaro, tingadai tine vakomana vakura vasati varoora pano.
Who decide never to marry at all?
Vanoti handizombofe ndakaroora ini.
But God will never do that.
Asimara hava kumbofa vakadaro.
Amen.
Amen.
But he will hide everything from you.
Vanovanza zvinhu zvese kubva kwauri.
Amen.
Amen.
But the important thing here we have this morning.
Asi pane izvi zvatinazvo mangwanani ano.
Is the portion we read about.
Pachikamu chataverenga ichi.
It was not easy for the parents to let their daughter go.
Zvanga zvisiri nyore kuti vabereki vasiye Rebecca achienda.
And their brothers to let their sister go.
Uye hanzvadzi Rebecca vamusiye achienda.
But this man is saying, I must go home.
Asi Eliezer ari kuti ndakudzokera kumba kwatenda.
I have accomplished what I wanted.
Ndapedza basa rangu.
So I must go.
Ndofanira kudzokera.
With your daughter.
Nemwanasikana wenyu.
Amen.
Amen.
So they must have a meeting, maybe father, mother and the brothers. This man wants to take our daughter away. Are you sure you want your daughter to go?
Saka ifana kuti musungano vabereki hanzadzi nevamwe kuti vave nechokwadi kuti mukomana murume yada kuenda nemwana sikano wedu zvechokwadi.
You must have been in that meeting to hear about the hindrances.
Unofana kunge wave rumwe musangano weyo kuti unzwe kunyunyuta kwaivepo.
The brothers must have been saying, our sister does not even speak his language.
Are you
hearing the way he's speaking? We're finding it very difficult to get his language. And let alone, the customs alone are very different from ours. Our daughter must not go. But daddy has got the last word.
He
says, anyway, it's all right. I've heard all you're saying. There's only one thing that you must do. We are going to call her into the meeting. Amen.
Amen.
Whatever she says. If she says no, we all rally behind the no. If she says yes, we are all going to stand with her yes. Amen.
Amen.
And this is why this morning we are talking about the power of yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This was not an easy meeting. And when she was called in, you must have seen the faces of the brothers. They were doing like this. They were canvassing. But she wasn't worried about the faces of the brothers or the mother or whoever. But the father says, Rebecca, we have asked you here for one question. We are all depending on what you are going to say. Amen.
Amen.
And the question is, are you going with this man? Do you want to go with this man? She might have paused just for a few seconds. She says, yes. I will go.
Ndinoenda.
That was the end
ndopakapera
of all arguments.
Makakatanwa wose.
Yes, I will go.
Hongu ndichaenda.
Amen.
Amen.
Then they had to bless her.
Zvino vaifana kutomuropafadza.
To make sure she is going away with their blessing.
Kuve nechokwadi kuti aenda nemaropafadzo avo.
We would like you to be the mother of millions. mother of nations. It was such a blessing that was given to her. Then they had to make sure they would arrange for her going. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because she said yes. Praise God. All the homes we have in this building today, represented by the husband or wife. Do you know it is all because she said yes? We're not talking about the man. The man can say yes to anybody. He wants to get married so bad. He can say yes to anybody. You know? But our key is what that woman is going to say. Amen.
Amen.
So if she says yes, watch what that man is going to do after he said yes. Your home is in the way it is today because she said yes. Amen.
Amen.
All the good or the bad that you have in the home is all because of what she said that day.
Zvakanaka nezvakaipa zvamunazvo mumba menyu inyaya yekuti zuva riya musikana uyu akati hongu.
Amen.
Amen.
I know that many of the couples here,
ndinoziva kuti mhuri dzakawanda dziri pano,
if I have to ask them, they can tell me,
kana ndikavabvunza vanogona kutondiudza,
the very date,
zuva chairo chairo,
and the very place,
nenzvimbo yacho,
when she said yes,
paakabvuma musikana.
Is that true?
Ichokwadi.
You see, because yes is not one of those words. You have got to think seriously about it. Do you want to take me as your husband? Are you accepting my marriage proposal? Amen?
Amen.
And she said yes. His life changed from that time on. And everything changed. Because she said yes. Amen.
Amen.
And you also know the reason why we've got a service like this morning is because there's somebody here that said yes. She said yes. Amen.
Amen.
And this is why we're here. And this is why she's sitting with her parents close by today. She never had to sit like this in church with the parents and her in white before. And the parents had to leave whatever they were doing. Because she said, yes. Amen.
Amen.
Even this gentleman here, when he heard Mary saying yes, he told her parents and all the relatives that stood up and some that did not come. Wherever they are, they know that Eddie is wedding today. All because Mary said yes. Amen.
Amen.
So it is very, very important that the word yes must be preserved in your home. Because all the blessings and whatever you went through in this life, if you are married, it is all because she said yes. But do you know that whatever you say with your mouth, that is going to put your whole body under subjection. Your body is going to work according to what comes out of your mouth. Amen.
Amen.
If a woman is not convinced that she must be married to that man, she won't get to be ready for the wedding. But I want you to believe that Mary went through thick and thin. She had to look for the right gown. And she knew where it is found. And she knew how to, she had to find how to write the invitation letter. And all the given plans for the wedding. Here and also at the venue. So the reason why she is 100% involved is because she said yes.
Amen.
Amen. Is isn't that wonderful? I know many of you married sisters, you're also thinking of your time. Amen. What happened during your wedding? It's all because you're convinced. The yes that came out of your mouth, it had to put you to work. Amen. But you also realize that a marriage situation has got some stages. The first one is a decision. Then an engagement. Then the wedding itself where we are today. This is not the beginning of their home. No, it started a long time ago. When she said yes. We were all not there. When she was saying yes. Amen. Look here. You don't, sister, you don't say yes because he bought Nando's to you. No. It's, marriage is much more than that. It's much more than just a smile. It's much more than just some perfume. It's much more than that. You look into a lot of things. Can I decide? For or against. Amen.
Amen.
And she has got to say yes.
Anofana kuto tu hongu.
But
asi,
there is a lot of decision
pane saruzo zakawanda
that must be involved
zinofana kutove chiitwa
before you really say yes.
Usati wati hongu.
Amen.
Amen.
And you are looking into a lot of things that you are going to be involved in.
Urukutarisa zakawanda zvaunenge wakupinda mazviri.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, men don't put themselves too much into these issues, but women do.
Varume havanyanyo kukoshesa muchato sezvinoita madzimai.
I had only one amen.
Ndangonzwa amen imwe chete.
I'll prove that to you. On your very marriage day. Sometimes your other suit is still with brother so and so.
Pamwe imwe suti yako ichiri kumba kwehama yakati.
And your other socks and shoes, they're still somewhere else. But when she's married, she's got everything. She's got a suitcase tagged and ready. Logged. Zipped up. But the man has no suitcase. Have you ever heard about
it?
We never heard about a man fixing up a suitcase on his
very
day. We never heard that, but it is the woman who does that. She's ready for it. And you must know what is in the suitcase. So many things. Amen.
Amen.
Because she's ready for a home. Is that true, brothers? I'll tell you something. When my wife joined me in my home when we got married, I think I had 2 plates only. Maybe 1 pot. I'm not quite sure. This is what happens, huh?
Guys.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm not sure how many spoons I had. Maybe the young men of today prepare more than or better than we used to do. So everything else had to be sorted out when she came. Amen.
Amen.
But this is what happened. Amen.
Amen.
So there's a lot that is involved.
Is that
right? So the woman begins to realize, I'm polishing a driven floor. The clothes I'm washing are different. Everything, even the size of the pot, is also different. Amen. She quickly gets into the idea. Praise God. I want to read a quote here for you. In the message, Marriage of the Lamb. Paragraph 81. Now, marriage in one sense
marriage
is a type.
Mufananidzo.
The earthly marriage here
muchato wepano panyika
is a type of the heavenly marriage.
Mufananidzo muchato wekudenga.
Now, let's go over it.
Gati mbopinda imazwiri.
Just for a few moments to rehearse it a moment. The first thing there is, there must be a decision made. The first thing it takes in a natural marriage is a decision has to be made. The young lady has to make her decision whether she wants this young man, and the young man whether he wants this young woman. There has to be a decision made. And you have to make it. She must be the only woman in the world that you love. And he must be the only man. If it isn't, then you make a wrong decision. Amen.
Amen.
It says, and that's the same way it is by making a decision for Christ. The first thing you have to do is make up your mind whether you're going to serve God and take Him as your Savior, or you're not going to do it. Are you going to serve the world? Are you going to save Christ? You have to make up your mind. Amen. There has to be a decision made. When you make up your mind that you are either going to save God or Mammon, then you take your choice. But the decision has to be made. Amen.
Amen.
Do you know why we're having so many divorces these days? It's on the decision. Is that right? When you find a crack on a wall in a house, it's not because there's too much wind or too much sunshine. But the whole idea is on the foundation. It's on the yes. Amen. Before the woman says yes, it is the man that is giving the proposal. The problem also we have these days, men are looking at the hairstyle instead of the woman. Men are looking at the dress instead of the woman. Some are listening to the voice and the language instead of the woman. And some are looking at the face instead of the woman. Do you see the difference? Amen.
Amen.
Because face changes. Dress change. Hairstyle changes. A lot of things are changing. But the woman does not change. Somebody asked Brother Branham a question. It was a young man. He says, what do you think about waterhead you know some of these flat bibles that people flat hairstyles. So the question was, what do you think about that? Can I do it? Do you know what he said? He says, wait until you come my age. Because there was no more hair on the head. A lot of things are temporary. But there's a lot, brother, that will never change. That is the woman herself. So this is what you're looking at. You don't look at the outside, but you look at the inside. So you approach that inside and ask, will you marry me? Amen. When she says yes, brother, that's more than a lottery. That's more than anything else you can think of in this world. Amen. But still remember, there's a lot that is still hidden that God will never show you. Amen. We got couples here that eventually got some nice big house. But when they got married, they were staying in one room. Amen.
Amen.
That is the power of yes. Is that right? But there are some who say, me, when I married you, it was one room, we'll die in one room. But the power of yes goes beyond that. You want to take care of that woman. Amen. When God gives you children, you want to take care of them. So one room doesn't work now. Amen. So you do the best that you can to make sure everything will work out right. Amen.
Amen.
How many of you know that in chapter 12 of the book of Genesis, God met
Abraham.
And Abraham was just living together with everybody else, with his relatives and so forth. But God came to him and says, I want you to leave this place. I want you to go to a country which I'm going to show you. I will make you a father of nations. I am going to bless you. Abraham was quiet. And he never contributed anything in what God was telling him. Was Abraham better than all the other people in earth? He was not. He only found grace in the eyes of God. Is that right? That is our Christian journey that we take. Abraham did not say, yeah, I've heard what you say. Before I say yes, show me the map. Show me the direction that I must take. And prove to me that I'm going to be a father of nations. Because ever since I got married, we got no baby here. But he didn't do that. He obeyed. That is one virtue that must be in a believer. Obey. Because you wrote no scripture. The one that wrote the scripture, he knows better than you. Amen.
Amen.
And he knows why he wrote it like that. So if he gives you that scripture, the best thing you must do is to obey. Because you know that the one that wrote it is the Almighty God, and he has got my future in my hands. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So Abraham didn't do all that.
Abraham anakuita izozo.
But he obeyed.
Amen. Amen.
And God started to reveal himself step by step as Abraham was traveling on the journey. This is what God also does to you when you say yes. I believe the couple are going to make promises here. And they're going to say, I do. The I do that they are making here is not the first one. It's a confirmation of the yes that was made. Because when they make the first yes, you were not there.
Is that right?
But now the wedding, everybody must be there. So we come, they are confirming.
Yes,
I do. Amen.
Amen.
So, all that you know about Rebecca, in her own life, it was all because she said yes. All the parents knew she is decided, she is going. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In our Christian journey, brother, sister, we only said yes that day. We don't know what was preached to you. But you walked up from wherever you were seated. Maybe you stood up, maybe you walked up to the front. And you made up your mind. And you decided, I no longer want that life. I want another life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And Almighty God stands right there. He gets you by the hand. And He walks with you into an area that is not known to you. But what only God does. Hallelujah. In this marriage, the man does not know, the woman does not know, but we are laying our lives in the hands of God, who knows our tomorrow. You made decisions maybe when you got married that I just want to have 3 children. That was good. I mean, everybody we all have got to decide. But after some time, visit them after 10 years. It's more than 3. What happened? That was you thinking. But the Lord has got better for you. He knows what is good for you because He predestinated our life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So all our planning does not help much. But it doesn't mean you must not plan. Amen.
Amen.
But God is the one that has got the best plan. He knows your tomorrow. Amen.
Amen.
Whether you are going to be sick after 5 years, and God healing you, and all those things are in the hands of the Lord. But the important thing is, yes. Amen.
Amen.
You say yes. But of all the yes that is important to us, it is to say yes to the Lord.
Amen.
He knows better than a man. He knows better than any woman. Better than anybody else. Because remember, He holds your tomorrow. I would rather want Him to lead me than me trying to lead myself. This journey is so full of mountains. It's so full of valleys. Some are so steep. You can even slide and fall. But if He is with me, I know I am fine. Despite what I'll pass through, we do not know, brother, the problems that's laying ahead of us in this life. We do not know the many trials that's before us. We don't even have the power to overcome. But there's only one who made a promise, I will fight your battles. I will be with you, even in you, till the end of the age. That is the one. We are allowing this young couple to be built on. There is no other foundation that is stronger than this one. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He knows everything about our lives. You only see today. But he knows how he's going to take care of you tomorrow. We want to encourage our young people. Don't depend on your ability. You have got to lay your lives in the hand of God. He will protect you and your husband and your children. He will protect your home too. The people of this world, they look for horns to put around their yard. For protection. Because everybody wants protection. Some other people want some water to be sprayed around the house. Whether there's power there or not, but the thing is, he's satisfied that something has been done. But brother, all those things, they don't help me. But I've got something that is stronger than any horn. Stronger than any water. Stronger than any magic. Hallelujah. That is the one that I need. Even if I buy a house, and I go there with my family, and there were so many horns put around there. Brother, the moment I get there, the power in them horns disappear.
Amen.
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 If I move into that area, even all my neighbors are witches. The moment I arrive there, they are going to have a meeting. They are going to tell one another. No go area. No go area. Amen.
Amen.
And they try to come, and they are fought by the angel of the Lord. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is the one I want for my home. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise be the name of the Lord. That is the one that is stronger than anything else. That is how we want our homes done. Amen.
Amen.
Because you say yes here to your husband,
but
the greatest yes is when you told him, I want to walk with you. I want you to be my savior. And he told you, I'm going to be with you, even in you, till the end of the age. When everybody else goes away, he remains there with you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In terms of trouble, when nobody doesn't want to lend you money for your rentals and for your school fees and everything else, but he said, I'm going to be with you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We don't have all the money that we need. We don't have all the needs that we should have. But he made a promise that he wants to be with us. That's the best you can have. All your friends might have money, but sometimes the very time you need it, nobody will be having it at that time. But he knows where to get the money from. He knows, brother. Because he owns all. Amen.
Amen.
Do you love the Lord, brother? Sister? Do you want God to lead your home? To lead your family? Amen.
Amen.
If you never said yes before to the Lord, I want to give you the opportunity today on this wedding day that you also desire to accept him in your life so that he might lead you, guide you, protect you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In all the different situations in this life. Let's stand upon our
feet.
Hallelujah. I stay. I say yes, yes, yes. I say yes, Lord.
I say
yes, Lord. Yes, yes, yes. Sing it again. I say yes.
Captain Bay, Zakari.